Little one, I need you to come in here. No, now is not the time to sit on Daddy's lap. Why don't you come and kneel by my chair? We need to talk. Don't worry, you're not in trouble. There's just something that we need to discuss. Do you remember after dinner when we caught the cab and I opened the door for you? What did you say to me? Of course you said thank you. You are the most polite little girl that I know. But what exactly did you say? Thank you, Daddy. That's right. Now, you know, when we're out amongst the good people of this town, you were to treat your daddy with every courtesy and respect to a gentleman. Now, what do you say to a gentleman when he holds the door for you? That's right. Thank you, sir. Very good. Now, I would hate to say that you misbehaved. So let's just say that you were less than obedient. And you know we have rules. And you also know why we have those rules, don't you? That's right. We have these rules so that we can maintain this wonderful, happy life that we have together. And you know why else we have these rules also, don't you? Yes. Because my little girl is something of a wild spirit. And without a firm hand and strict guidance, her other instincts may lead her to places where good girls just don't go. Isn't that right? So we obey Daddy's rules. And what happens when we don't obey Daddy's rules? That's right, we get reminders. So, we're going to have to give you a reminder to make sure to pay more attention to the rules. Do you understand, little one? Good. So, I think to drive the point home, a spanking is in order. No, baby, I'm not going to use my hand. Daddy's hand is only for loving touches and rewards. This is something else. Here, come. Take my belt off. Hand it to me. Thank you. I think the belt will be adequate for this purpose. Now I'm going to have you bend over in front of my chair. That's a good girl. And you're going to have to remove those beautiful white cotton panties of yours. No, don't take them off. Just pull them down to your knees. And you're going to have to pull up that little skirt so that Daddy can see his little girl's beautiful round bottom. Very good. Now the only thing left to decide is how many spankings will be sufficient in order to drive the point home. 20. Well, I was thinking more along the lines of 10, but you must really be feeling remorse for what you did, so I'm going to go ahead and go with my baby girl's recommendation. I think she knows best in this. Now I want you to know, I don't like this. And this is going to hurt me way more than it hurts you. Do you understand that, little one? Good. Okay. Let's begin. I'm sorry, baby girl, but this needs to happen. understand that these rules that we live by, they keep us happy and safe. It pains me to have to do this, but I just can't bear the thought of my little baby girl running wild and letting her baser desires take over, because who knows what could happen. So these occasional reminders are really just reminders of how much I love you, how much I want to protect you, and how very special you are to my heart. And Daddy hates to hear his baby girl cry like this, but she knows he's only doing it because he loves her, and he wants her to be happy, because you know, little one, your happiness means everything to me. Darling, do you think I'm getting the point across? Do you think that this little reminder will be a benefit to you in the future? I only want the very, very best for you. And I think that these occasional reminders serve a very valuable purpose. And you know that I hate to cause my little baby any sort of pain, but this is necessary for us to maintain order. Oh, now, baby girl, I must say, it does pain my heart to do this, but those whimpers that you're making every time I lay the belt on you remind me so much of the same whimpers when you're just like this and I'm fitting the last inch of my big cock inside my baby girl's sweet pussy. You make these same whimpers, and it makes Daddy lose concentration and even lose count, to where he's not quite sure if he's given you enough yet. Have you had enough, baby girl? No. You need a little more reinforcement? I'm doing this because I love you, and I want to see you happy. And I will do whatever is necessary to make that happen. Now, baby, I think you've had enough. Your beautiful ass is bright red, and I can see the individual strokes of the belt. Baby girl, with you bent over like that, I can see your little pussy's wet. You weren't supposed to be enjoying yourself. This is a reminder. This is not a reward. But seeing you like that has got me aroused. Oh no. Daddy can't put his cock in his little girl's cunt right now. That would send the wrong message. Oh, but you've taken your lesson so well that perhaps I can give you just a little taste. A little something of what you want. Would you like that? That big smile. Those tear-filled eyes. Okay. How about this? Why don't you turn around? And I'm gonna put my cock in my little girl's mouth. And I'm gonna let her please her daddy. But while you do that, I'm gonna have to continue your lesson. Because it just wouldn't be right. Do you understand? Oh, that's a good girl. You're always so understanding. So come get on your knees in front of me. And take my cock out. Oh, that's a good girl. You see how hard Daddy is for you already? That's right. He's always hard for his baby girl. Even when he has to administer these regretful and distasteful reminders, oh, he still remembers that he loves his little girl. She makes him happier than anything in the whole wide world. Now I want you to stroke it. That's good. Now I want you to tell your daddy you're sorry. Let me hear it. While I continue our reminder. Oh, I know you are, baby. I know. Oh, I understand. You don't want to be that way. You want to be a good girl. And that's what your daddy's here for, to make sure that you stay a good girl. The very best. Oh. Oh. And the way my baby girl strokes her daddy's cock like that. Oh. You know I'm not gonna last very long. Oh. And your beautiful mouth just inches away from me. Oh. Baby, you're gonna take daddy in your mouth. And you're gonna suck him. You're gonna suck him while he finishes reminding you. Okay? Oh, good. Oh. These are just reminders how much I love you and what a good girl I really think you are. Oh. Oh. And how I always want you to stay my little angel forever and ever and oh god, oh fuck, oh! He's almost done reminding you. Oh, he's almost done. He's almost done. Oh. Oh. Because your daddy really loves you, and he only wants the best for you. So come here. Oh, come here. Let me rub that sweet little bottom of yours. Oh, it's so red. Oh. We're gonna take care of you now. We'll put some nice cool cream on your bottom. Mm. And then daddy will make you hot cocoa. And we can sit in front of the TV on the couch. And you can lay in my lap and I'll play with your hair till you go to sleep, okay? How does that sound, baby? Good? Now come up here and give your daddy a kiss. I love you too, baby girl.